president of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Calypso Unions Association, Earl Cabba Bennett, told NBC News that 11 finalists and Monarch will be featured in Sunday's competition.
11 went from the semifinals to meet the defending two-time winner, Mazzat, and then there's also a reserve in the force of Abidjan. So you had 11, half of the cast advanced to the finals on Dimanche. The National Calypso Monarch is divided into three phases: the preliminaries, the semifinals, and the finals. The preliminaries are handled by the various tents. So the tents normally have, in the same as the Grenadines, they have two shows plus the preliminaries. In New York, where you have Dynamite, they have a single show, which is their preliminaries, and they're normally forced to go off to keep the ball rolling. So you had preliminaries. From the preliminaries, you had 22 advancing to the semifinals plus two reserve. And from the 22 who competed, 24 performed, but 22 competed, 11 were chosen to advance to the final plus one reserve.
Mr. Bennett said the competition will be keenly contested.
This is like the clash of the titans. They all have sung. I would not let them in the judge's seat on Sunday, but they are going to have a hard task determining who will become National Calypso Monarch 2026. Having said that, that person, a woman or a man, will be declared the winner. But as far as I'm concerned, all competitors are winners in their own right. The mere fact they have decided to sing Calypso, Calypso, they are winners for culture, they are winners for Calypso, and they are winners for the development of St. Vincent culturally.
He also noted that calypso is an important art form that needs to be preserved.
It had a most significant role in the past before the advent of social media. But Calypsonians will speak about in topical things, current affairs, things that are affecting our society. They will bring it to the fore. Persons who may not have a voice, persons who may be unable to write or give feelings or vent their feelings, the Calypsonians did that for them. So the Calypsonians did something, two things in one. They educated and they entertained. So what I coined it, and I don't think it's I coined it, other person have said it. We say when you come to the Victoria Park, when you come to any Calypso, you are getting edutainment, education and entertainment. And let's face it, if our culture, if we are to preserve carnival, we have to preserve Calypso.
And the president of the Calypso Union Association encouraged the public to come out and be part of Sunday's event.
The first prize is $30,000. It is be $25,000 until 2024. It was raised to $30,000 in 2024. I am saying to you, come out in your massive numbers. We need your support. Bring your family. It's going to be a family-friendly show. I know it's late. I'm not saying to bring your 10-year-old and your 5-year-old, but bring your teenagers. Bring your frenemy, person who pretend to be a friend but is an enemy. And Calypso could bind people. So if you invite your person you're not speaking to, I won't say enemy, people who you fall out with, invite them to the Calypso show and say, hey, now, let us go and make up.
President of the Astrid Calypso Union Association, Earl Cabba Bennett. The finalists in Sunday's competition are Cecile Littlebit King, Kenley Lyrical Melody Baptiste, Lornette Fire Empress Ned, Chanel McKenzie, and Sheena Collis from The Upstage Experience. Shanique Bailey and Kemi Mankemi Christopher from the Dynamite's Calypso Tent, Grantley Iper Constance and Robert Patches Knight representing the Calypso Cabaret Tent, while Kenneth Vibrating's Kicks Aline and Yutamo Bongo Prime Rose will represent the Onto Calypso Tent. The reserve performer is Elvis Abijah Abbey from the Onto Calypso Tent. I'm Johnny P. Straker with today's Carnival Update.